Climate protesters have broken into the King's North power station. Kent police say the demonstration has cost them more than £1 million and is calling on the government to help pay the bill.
If we are faced with operations that are outside of the norm, then that's what national institutions are there to assist us to recover.
Police say 50 people have been arrested during a day of direct action against a new power station in Kent. The majority of the arrests at King's North were for obstructing police. 123 people had to be rescued from the River Medway after ignoring official advice not to take to the water in small boats as part of the protest. Four demonstrators managed to breach the perimeter fence, but the power company E.ON said the site was operating as normal.
2,000 protesters and almost as many police officers. With reinforcements from 26 forces, Kent police said they were expecting the unexpected. The expected confrontation didn't materialise. Helicopters hovered overhead as the long and colourful line of campaigners snaked its way along country roads to the King's North power station. They'd come from all over the country.
We feel that deciding to burn more fossil fuels is just total madness.
The government's got to take note of all this opposition to new coal. If we don't do anything, it's just going to go blindly ahead and do what it wants. It needs to know that we have thoughts on this. It can't say on the one hand we're going to reduce carbon emissions and then on the other hand give permission for the most, the highest polluting system we have for generating our electricity.
E.ON UK says its plans for two new coal-fired units on the site will be 20% cleaner, but campaigners argue fossil fuels aren't the answer. There's also been local opposition to the plans. Many people living here supported the protesters. Some joined them.
It just appears to me that everyone's now talking about solar power and wind power, and E.ON want to build a coal power station, and I can't really understand it.
And it's pretty close to home as well.
It is very close to home, yeah. I mean, we can literally see that from our lounge window. So it's something that we felt we ought to support these people that have all come down from all over the country, and there's a few Europeans here as well, and we thought we ought to lend their support.
A small number of protesters managed to scale the outside fence. Fewer still climbed over the electric fence further in. They said they wanted to shut down the power station for the day. The company said it was business as usual.
Philippa Young there, and as Philippa said, police were drafted in from around the country to help the Kent force deal with the week-long protest. The county's Assistant Chief Constable, Gary Boatridge, has been telling me about the scale of policing at the site.
This operation has been months in the planning, and we anticipated a significant demand for policing resource. We've also had to discharge our responsibilities across the county, so we have called on assistance from other forces. We have got 26 police forces across the country contributing staff to the policing, and we have got over 1,000 officers deployed today.
I mean, does it demand 1,000 officers for 1,500 protesters?
Yes, we believe it does. We've gone into some very sophisticated modelling of what we believe we would require. We've looked at previous protests of this nature across the country in recent years, and we believe we have the right number of staff in the right places to respond to what may come our way.
What cost would you put on this in purely financial terms?
Well, it will be expensive. I think we've been clear that this will go into seven figures. However, we will not know the exact cost until the end of the operation. So I wouldn't want to speculate on what the exact cost would be. But yes, these operations do come at an expense.
But in the region then of at least £1 million for a group of protesters that have been there for approximately a week?
That is correct, yes.
Do you go to central government and say, look how much this is costing us, this is a national issue, can you do something about it?
Absolutely we do. If we are faced with operations that are outside of the norm, that are beyond the normal resource capability in terms of cost, then that's what national institutions are there to assist us to recover. So yes, we have had early dialogue, and we will continue to have dialogue once this operation's finished.
So no offer of anything on the table yet is what it sounds like you're saying?
Well, I think it would be inappropriate of me to go into the detail of that at this stage. Suffice to say that what we've needed to do, we have done. All we're looking to do is to recover the costs of what has actually gone into this. not to contingency plan for something that may or may not happen during the course of the next year. We've had good advance notice of this, and we've put the appropriate level of resource into planning for what has unfolded this week.
Kent's Assistant Chief Constable Gary Boatridge.